Hey everyone, it's Chloe for the Limitless Broadcasting Network, and the holiday season is in full swing. If you are looking for the perfect gift this holiday season, then I'm excited to share our Limitless newsletter with you. If you have a passion for Hollywood, entertainment, or media, this is your chance to dive deeper and get the full story. Think of our newsletter as a digital magazine crafted for the connected community. You can subscribe at limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com, starting at just $7 a month or $80 for a full year. By subscribing, you'll not only receive the Limitless newsletter, but also gain access to all our exclusive podcasts, including The Secrets Uncovered, The Truth Behind the Lies podcast, Rant Radio, Bump in the Night Chronicles, and Strange World with Robert. And that's not all. Enjoy classic streaming television shows like The I Love Lucy Show, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, Dragnet, and many more. Don't miss out. Subscribe now.
I'm Robbie.
And I'm Sammy.
We're starting a new podcast.
This is Leonora Shelfo, and you're listening to You Can't Kill the Boogeyman podcast, presented by the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Mm-hmm. You can follow us on Instagram at Boogeyman Pod.
Yes, so if you like horror movies, scary movies.
We are both big horror fans. Mm-hmm.
Check it out on all platforms, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Don't forget, everyone is entitled to one good scare.
You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Your whole life can change in an instant. About 50 million adults in the United States have chronic pain, and because of a car accident, Robbie is one of them. In their marriage vows, Robbie and Sammy promise to stand by one another and provide strength when needed. And lately, they've been facing some of their biggest challenges. Join them as they share the ups and downs of living with chronic pain.
Hello, guys, and welcome back to The Painful Truth of Living with Chronic Pain. We are your hosts. I'm Robbie.
I'm Sammy.
And welcome back to the show.
Yeah.
I know it's been a minute.
Yeah.
Again, we love doing this show, but we want to make a quality show for you guys. Mm-hmm. That's why there's a bit of a lull period in between things, mm-hmm. because we don't want to just throw stuff at you. We want quality stuff. Yeah. Quality information. We do have a couple new shows that we're working on for this one. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, it's coming. We'll be back at it. I mean, realistically, it'll probably be in the new year. We'll be playing some catch up.
Yeah,
I would say with some episodes.
But if you want to listen to some new episodes of us, you can listen to You Can't Kill the Boogeyman podcast. Mm-hmm. That's everywhere you get your podcast. The Pixie Dust Twins, mm-hmm. Robbie Reviews. Mm-hmm. So they're available anywhere you get your podcasts. Yeah. If you want to join our subscription network where you get over 100 hours of programming, that means podcasts and streaming television, mm-hmm. for $7 a month.
Yeah.
So that's at limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com. Mm-hmm. We are currently building our Roku channel. That's going to be starting on this Friday, actually, the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh.
I'm super excited. I mean, again, this podcast network and our network has taken me literally over 5 years to put together. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wanted to do this since we launched this show.
Yeah.
And then it was just an uphill battle trying to get everything put together.
Figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Trying to figure it out. But things are coming together full circle. Yeah. where you have the TV coming, we have new podcast shows coming to the network. We're going to be licensing shows from other people, mm-hmm. so we're going to have different horror shows on our network. We're going to try to have more self-help shows on us, mm-hmm. not just this show.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
So definitely subscribe, limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com.
Yeah.
By doing that, it helps us green light other productions, like, mm-hmm. we can actually pay people to produce different programming. Mm-hmm. So definitely subscribe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what are we talking about today?
So it's a super cheerful episode to end the year with the holidays coming up.
Yeah.
I pitched it as the Dead Dad episode. Dead Dad's episode, since that's...
Yeah.
That's where we're at. So this year, it's 2025. This is 10... It'll be 10 years in December since my dad died.
December what?
The 12th.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. And, you know, like last year... Well, I feel like every year that goes by, like, you're just very aware of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, how long it's been and that you're coming to, like, some sort of milestone.
10 years is a big, big one.
Yeah. And... you know, going into the beginning of the year, because the holidays ended, you know, I was thinking about it. And then we got busy and stuff was going on. And then Halloween came and went. And I feel like I'm having a really hard time getting any sort of excited for
Christmas. And the holidays.
Yes. Like, I feel like it's very forced.
No, I agree with you, 100%. I agree with you. When my dad was alive... We all used to go over to his house, my house. Mm-hmm. All the family used to get together. Mm-hmm. And now, after my dad dying, my family hates each other.
Right.
We can't even be in the same room. Mm-hmm. I haven't talked to some of my family in 15 years.
It's crazy.
And you think you can hold a vendetta. Oh, my God, my sisters can hold, and my...
Yeah.
They can hold vendettas for life. I mean, I don't even think... One of us dying would bring us back together.
Possibly not.
It
depends which one.
I don't think it would take... It would Humpty Dumpty cannot be put back together. So I
agree.
Totally agree with you on this. That it just... It sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's just, you know, Christmas used to be, like, top, you know, one of my favorite holidays. And I feel like, you know, Halloween started to kind of maybe edge it out a little bit. But, yeah, I just thinking about it, I can't get into it. You know, I'm having a really hard time doing that. So that's why I figured we could just
kind of talk about this.
Talk it out. Yeah.
So tell me how you're feeling.
I mean, it's almost like a dread, you know, if that makes sense. I don't want to feel that way about Christmas. Because
Christmas is one of your favorite holidays. Used to be one of your favorite holidays.
Yeah, but it's like, I know when I watch Christmas movies, it's just going to make me sad.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is. You know, even just knowing I love the movies, but it's just going to depress me. And that's why this year I'd suggested, like, oh, maybe we should just do more activities. Like, get out of the house, go do things versus spending more money on, like, gifts.
Okay.
Because I was like, at least it's something like to look forward to, I guess. Distracting, right. Try and make it feel a little bit better.
No, I agree with you 100%.
It just sucks at the end of the day.
So I don't actually get excited for Christmas. Like, I like it. Mm-hmm. I know I get excited because you get excited for it. But
well, I'm sure it's hard.
I just think it's another day.
You're like an orphan.
Like, so after my parents died and after my family kind of broke apart, it's just another day. I mean, I remember being in Hollywood and working on Christmas because I would lie to my coworkers and be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go home, but no, I'd be literally up the street and then I'd come do work at the building because this is when I was working in the entertainment industry in Hollywood and I would have a key card to the building and I could work overtime. Mm-hmm. So during Christmas and Thanksgiving,
right.
Hollywood kind of shuts down because the majority of people in Hollywood are Jewish. And so between December and January, the town kind of shuts down. Mm-hmm. After like January, February, things kind of pick up. Production kind of picks back up around February. Mm-hmm. But in January, it's kind of slows down.
Yeah.
So I didn't really look forward to it. It's just another day. I mean, mm-hmm. when I back then, I would have a small tree and, you know. But when we got together and everything, I would get more excited because you would get excited for it. You like going to Disney World.
Yes, the Osborne Lights when they had those. It was always my favorite thing.
Right.
Which they don't even have those anymore. Thanks, Disney.
I mean, what does your mom feel? I mean, this is coming up in 10 years.
Yeah, I mean, when we talked about it the other day, I mean, that's basically, she was just like, I can't believe it's been 10 years. You know?
Yeah.
So I know it's hard for her, too. So that's why I'm like, well, you know, maybe if we try and go do more activities outside the house instead of just sitting in here, you know?
No, I understand.
Yeah.
So what are you missing? What are you thinking about? I mean, you're saying it mm-hmm. sucks. More specific.
You're so aggressive.
I'm not even trying to be aggressive. I'm just trying to talk to you about it.
You interview other people a lot better, you know?
Than you?
Yes.
Am I not?
Like me, you're just like, what the fuck? What's the point of this? Right?
No, I'm
just kidding.
I'm really trying to.
No,
I'm trying to convey to the listening audience, like, yeah, they're asking the same questions, you know.
Well, I mean, it's not like, you know, I wouldn't say, I mean, I'm not going to have some, like, story about how, like, oh, you'd go out and you decorate the house and, you know, like, Clark Griswold level of love for Christmas or something. I don't have something like that.
That was my dad.
Yeah, I gathered that from your strict rules on how the house had to be decorated, right?
I was the hanger, he was the catcher.
Yes, I remember that.
Because he would always stand below me, and I was like, why are you never up here? And he was like, because I'm the catcher. And if you fall down, I'm going to catch you. I'm like,
I wouldn't trust you okay. to do that.
Okay.
I mean, honestly.
I'll be honest with you, I used to like hanging Christmas lights with my dad.
Yeah.
We were the most low-lit house on the block.
I mean, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It was one of the best times I would have with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we went to Disney World, him and I.
Yeah.
And we had a ball. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you one thing. We were at.
Did you go at Christmas time? Or was it during, like, the summer?
It was during the summer. Oh, he had a convention. We were at Epcot. And Donald Duck was. I really wanted to see Donald Duck. And this was a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And an Asian kid cut in front of me. He was on a float, and then they'd come off, and you could take pictures with them, right? Well, he cut in front of me, and my dad was behind me, and I was going after the Asian kid because he jumped in front of me, because when I went back to turn around, the handler, like, scooted him in. I was like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
So my dad, I was going to thump the Asian kid, oh, and he God, was like, no, you can't do that.
No.
And another thing is, we stayed at the Contemporary, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, oh, wherever you can, just bill it to the room. And at that time, I would go to the Mickey's Cafe.
Chef Mickey's,
right? Mm-hmm. And every time it was a buffet, okay? Yes,
it's a buffet.
And mm-hmm. so I would tip $5 every day, like, after my meal and everything. But I guess you're not supposed to do that. Like, I'm sure people tip them.
I would still tip at a buffet, but not maybe as high.
But, yeah, I would give them, like, $5, $10 tips.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when my dad and I checked out, he looked at the bill and looked at me and looked at the bill and looked at me. And he was like, did you have a good time? And I was like, yeah, I had a blast. And he was like, okay, that's all that matters.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what the money was, right?
Right. I'm sure it was high up there. Like, mm-hmm. oh, man, what am I doing with this?
Yes, I can only imagine. I mean, yeah, for me, yeah, if we came to Disney, whatever I wanted, probably I could get, realistically. My mom would just be like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, the money and stuff. But, yeah, my dad wasn't really too picky.
I remember I went shopping with your dad,
mm-hmm.
and we went to the golf. He was really big into golf.
Every time he came down here, yeah. I mean, he golfed at home, too, but that was his big thing here.
And we went into the golf shop, and I was like, oh, you need this. You need this. And
yeah,
I just
get him to buy hats.
He would buy so many hats and shirts and everything mm-hmm. like that. And yeah. He would walk out probably with a $500 bill.
I can't imagine.
And I was just like, oh, you did a great job. And I honestly, I just wanted to see how long it would take. Like, no, I'm not going to do this. But he'd just be like, okay, just throw it in the bag.
That's what he did. I came down here on a spring break. It was my senior year of college. And stayed with Ashley. Logan and I flew down here. And he was so mad because I was like, well, we're going to go to, like, Magic Kingdom. And then we're going to go to Disney Springs, which I think was still Downtown Disney at that time. And he was so mad at me, but then he texted me, he's like, can you buy me a new hat while you're there? And I was like, seriously? So I went and found a hat that he hadn't gotten yet at the, well, it's not there anymore, but it was the Mickey Sports Store that they used to have. Now it's the co-op.
Okay. So this is when it was actually Pleasure Island.
The Pleasure Island was not... No. So Pleasure Island was already gone. So they were maybe working on Disney Springs or changing it up, because Ashley and I never got to do Pleasure Island together. So, and we were old enough we could have when I came down, obviously, in college.
It was a lot of fun down there. Yeah. A lot of fun.
But we didn't get to do it together because Ashley turned 21 and it was done. Like, there was no way we were going to
see you. I gotcha.
Yeah. But, yeah, I remember him doing that. But, you know, with Christmas... We came a couple times at Christmas time, and that was like one of our favorite times of the year to come, because when you go to Disney, it's already magical, but it's just even more magical. I feel like when you see all the Christmas decorations up and the trees and hear the Christmas music. And like we said, the Osborne lights was our favorite thing to do. We would do that multiple times. And I can, you know, still remember just walking down, listening to the Christmas music and stopping and listening to it with him and my mom, and how much fun that was. And there would be like hidden things you could look for at the Osborne lights. Like one of them was this purple cat that's right. Really like a Halloween decoration that had accidentally gotten snuck in with the lights. And we would always try and find that. That was always our mission, to see who could find it first.
Okay.
And, you know, it depended on who, you know, I think it was... We each had found it first, I think, at one point in time. But I remember stuff like that. And, you know, just general Christmases, going to my grandma's house, Thanksgivings, too. We always went to my grandma's house. That's what everybody did. And he would avoid trying to help as much as possible. So he would watch football if it was Thanksgiving or the Macy's Day Parade.
Macy's Day Parade is a lot of fun.
Check that out, because that would be on TV. And then Christmas, we would record the entire Disney parade that they would air.
Were you ever here when they were shooting it?
Yes. We're here now. You could have went last weekend, I think it was.
Were they shooting it last weekend?
Or 2 weeks ago,
maybe? We've never, but you would have to be there like all day.
You don't have to be there all day, because they shoot various things. But We have been there. So I was actually there. My parents, Ashley, and I were at the Magic Kingdom one day for a filming. And all I remember is Ashley and I were annoyed because we would try and go somewhere to like a ride. And then we'd find out it was closed off because that's where they were shooting part of the parade or something was going on. And you'd have to like backtrack and go all the way around the park, basically, to get where you wanted to go.
So were you ever in the shot? Did you ever see yourself?
No.
Oh, that's me.
We did not actually stop and, like, watch anything, because Ashley and I were just like, what the hell?
Oh, really?
Just going to go ride the rides.
We've been down here for a long time, and we've never actually been like, oh, let's go over
for Disney. Are you that interested in going on a filming day?
You've never told me, oh, this is the filming day.
I never remember to look.
I think I would be more interested to go to Disney during a filming day than any other day.
You're such a nerd. I never remember to look. So if you remind me next year, we can see when they're filming. They normally do it in November.
I mean, but they have like musical guests that come in. And the last year, Elton John was there.
Yeah, but sometimes you have to have like special tickets.
And he just kind of popped up and people were like, oh, yeah, we saw Elton John perform.
Yeah, that was like, who knew? I didn't know that was a thing. Yeah.
But yeah, I know they do it between Disneyland and Disney World.
Yeah, and
they
don't know
in between that.
Yeah,
but I'm assuming
they shoot Disneyland at the same time, but I don't know.
You think they shoot it all at the same time?
Probably. Yeah.
Maybe.
None of it's live, so.
You know, yeah, it's all.
Spoiler
alert, it's all pre-recorded.
Yeah, but I mean, we got less and less interested in the parade as the years went on, because it became less parade and more just musical acts.
Okay.
Some of which I definitely just didn't care about. So we'd usually fast forward through
that. It's all covers of like recent holiday songs.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like how many times
Macy's Day Parade does the same thing where you just watch people like performing. I mean,
well, at least how many times can you remake the same song?
I don't know.
I'm just like, geez, come on.
Honestly. So yeah, we used to, though, we would record it and watch it together so that, you know, it was a way to get Disney on Christmas Day without being at Disney.
Keep in mind, she used to go there every year.
Oh, yeah. When I got older, we sometimes would get down there like more than once. But Yeah, Christmas, we didn't start doing that until I was in college. So that was the first time I ever came down here at Christmas time. And I just thought it was great. I loved it. It was like my favorite time to be here.
Honestly, was it correct?
Because all the parks are decorated, you know, unlike Halloween where they only really decorate the Magic Kingdom, which is kind of lame. Well, in Disney Springs, I guess they do some decorations there. But Christmas everywhere is decorated and you can see snow at most of the parks and it's a lot of fun, especially when it's not real snow. So it's not cold most of the time.
Gotcha.
It depends. It can get cold here, but yeah, I mean, those are the things I remember. And you can't even walk in that area where they had the Osborne lights anymore because it's all gone.
It's Star Wars land now.
Yeah, so you can barely walk. There's like the smallest part, which is right across from where the Muppets were. And now the Muppets are gone. So you can't even walk over there anymore to enjoy that.
That really hurts you because you used to go there with your dad.
Yeah, I can still... I picture him. There was always like one part when Waldo, the little blue character, would come out and he was trying to help when they're trying to find Bean Bunny and all that. And the way Kermit would look at him, my dad just would die laughing at it. That was his favorite part of the Muppet Show.
You know, the guy that actually comes out and into the audience. Why him?
Sweetums?
Yeah.
Is that who you're talking about?
Yeah. Why that guy?
Well, Sweetums can walk. I mean, he's a large character.
Right.
He's supposed to be way bigger than the Muppets, right? So he can actually walk around.
Do you ever notice?
I mean, you can't really have Kermit walking around.
Do you ever notice, like, I don't know if anybody else noticed this, that when he would be outside the audience, you would see him on the screen as well?
You think I don't? I saw the Muppets for like 30 years.
And people, times. I'm sure kids didn't realize that.
I mean, as a child, I had no recollection or no concept of the fact that he was in two places. But yes, the older you get, you're just like, wait a second. He's right there and up there on the screen. He's in two places. Yeah, you definitely notice that. Also, Miss Piggy's head falling off.
I missed that.
I showed you that last time. Do you remember when she gets
in the water scene?
Yeah, he gives Bean Bunny gives her the thing for the water stunt.
Yeah.
And when it pulls her, her head flips off.
Yes.
Yeah. Fun thing, which you can't see now because, you know.
Well, now they have Rock and Roller Coaster. Well, Muppet Roller Coaster.
Yeah, but, I mean, we're not.
Roller coasters are out of the question.
Same thing. If my dad was around, he's not going to ride the Rock and Roller Coaster to see the Muppets. You know, it just ruined it.
Was he never a fan of that?
My mother did the Rock and Roller Coaster with me one time. And the.
You got her on there? Wow.
Yes. And the. The harness, when the ride ended, it wasn't unlocking and she couldn't get it to unlock and she started freaking out. And I was, mine unlocked, right? And I was trying to just like get up a little bit so I could try and help her. And she grabbed me and shoved me back in the seat. And she was like, you are not leaving me on this ride. I'm not doing this again. And I was like, I'm not trying to leave you on the ride.
That's pretty funny.
I'm trying to help you. And then, of course, it unlocked because cast members are not going to let you just get stuck or stay and rewrite it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you can ask her about it. And she
was like, I'm surprised you even got her on the ride.
Yeah. We used to do Thunder Mountain. Yeah, we did that once, and I would usually do the Rock and Roller Coaster with Ashley when we were together. But yeah, we did Thunder Mountain frequently, and then eventually my dad was like, "I'm just done with
doing these rides. Roller coasters.
I'm not into this." Yeah, but his favorite rides at Disney, and see, this is what sucks. So the Muppets was up there, the Great Movie Ride.
I do miss the Great Movie Ride.
Yeah, one of his favorites. He would like sit and quote when they were doing the, you know, in the gangster scene.
Yeah.
He loved that. But yeah, it's gone. Not there anymore. And I don't think he'd like the new ride because I don't really care for the.
We've never done the new
ride. My mom and I did it. So my mom and I went to the studios and it was down.
Okay.
The runaway railway thing. It was, you know, offline, whatever. And we were sitting outside of it and it came back up. And I was like, let's go. Do you want to do it? And she was like, yeah. So we went and we walked onto it.
There's always a wait, though.
Usually is like a 40-minute wait, probably on a slow day to like an hour.
Is it that good?
No.
For a 40-minute wait?
I think I'm just, probably part of it is I'm bitter about the movie ride thing, but I wasn't into it. And it's not like bouncy or anything, but you slide around at some parts. And we were kind of like, oh, I don't know if this would be good for Robbie.
Right.
I don't know if you would do.
Well, with all my ailments, we can't do anything crazy. We have
to be considerate of that. So, yeah. But the movie ride, definitely one of his top rides. Haunted Mansion, he and I love the Haunted Mansion. Absolutely. Like, number one. So, it was so bad. Like, we would go and ride the Haunted Mansion, and my mom would just be like, I'm just going to wait.
Okay.
Because we wanted to ride it like so many times that she was.
So
just,
you
like,
would get good. Off and then ride it again.
We wouldn't necessarily in a row, but on our trips, you know, basically every time we went to the Magic Kingdom, we'd want to ride the Haunted Mansion. And she gets to the point sometimes where she's like, I'm good. You guys can go do it yourself. But if he was in a car separate from us, he would knock on the Doom Buggy because he would always make sure he got behind us.
Yeah.
And then he would knock on it during the ride.
So make it look like it was haunted or something like that.
Yeah, you love to do that. And one of my favorite memories is that we went during, they used to have these e-night things for pass holders. It was, they don't do anymore, but you could buy a separate ticket and it was basically like an after hours event.
Okay.
And it was limited to how many people could get in. And it was like, when they say some of these events, you know, the wait times are slow or low or whatever.
Yeah.
This was literally, you could walk on to basically every ride that was open.
Oh, that's cool.
It was never crowded. So we would always obviously do the Haunted Mansion and it was dark out, which made it even more fun. And we were walking off of it and one of the cast members let out this blood-curdling scream right when you're walking out at the end and scared the crap out of everybody.
She just screamed at her full blast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite.
And nobody said anything. Nobody was like.
Y'all just started laughing because it was like terrifying.
Oh, okay.
It was very startling. Yeah, so, and he always liked Small World, but Small World, the Carousel of Progress, those were at the World's Fair.
Okay.
In New York, and he made it there. Yeah, he got to see those. So that was part of his thing. So he really liked the Small World because of that. And then obviously the Carousel of Progress, you know.
Okay.
That was a big deal. But that's why we would do the Small World. So Small World, the song
gets stuck in your head over and over again.
Like rip my ears off. But there's a lot of nostalgia there because of that.
I got you.
Because I knew he enjoyed the ride.
I got you. I understand.
Yeah. So, I mean, just going to Disney in general, sometimes it is hard. Because especially when things change and there's new rides. And I just wonder, like, well, what would he think of this ride? You know, would he like it? Or would he, you know, well, I know he'd be mad that the movie ride is gone.
Right.
You know, I know
that was one of
like
his favorite rides. So,
yeah. Yeah. But sometimes, yeah, going over there, it's just like, well, I wonder what he would think. And it would be fun if he was here and got to experience it with us.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, I know you have the same thing, but definitely when I'm at Disney, it's like all around me, you know?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Definitely with me is with this whole network thing. Like, we go to conventions, we go to horror cons. That's how we promote the network. And I always wonder what my dad would think about this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you're really trying to do this, or you're going to this con, or, you know, all that. I wonder what he would think about it. Mm-hmm. So I'm the same way.
Yeah.
But it just, I wonder about that. Like, my dad was a very successful doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he always used to worry about, like, what I was actually going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, me actually succeeding in what my area of study is great. You know, I guess the reason why we're doing this is I went to a college and I spent $50,000 on a degree. And you know how other people are like, oh, we're going to go to college, then we're going to go to another college and get another degree.
Right.
I'm just like, fuck all that noise. I paid so much money for this one degree.
This is it.
I'm going to make this work.
Yeah.
That's why we are doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So I always wonder about that myself. Like,
yeah.
What do you would wonder about this?
Think? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. And, you know, like this year at the studios, where they have the Walt walkthrough thing.
Yeah.
You know, where you can go and learn about the history of the company, but it's mostly about Walt Disney. So in the back by the movie theater, sometimes they have different displays of stuff. And apparently right now they have clothing from A Muppet Christmas Carol, which is available to see.
Okay.
Props and clothing. They also have From Noelle, which is a newer movie.
On Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just saw this, and no one had posted this before, but they have stuff from the Santa Claus, too.
Oh, really? Yes. Like, you can get outfits from Santa Claus?
You can see it. Like, you can see.
Like, the wardrobe from it.
Some wardrobe, some of the props. Like, they have, like, the cocoa mug, I think I saw.
Really? That would be cool.
So I'm really excited to go over there and see that, but I know it's going to make me, like, sad to see everything, too.
So what would you want to do? What would make you feel better?
That's the thing. I feel like... like, every year sucks and has sucked for 9 years, right?
Yeah,
basically.
This makes it 10.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the first year probably, like, really, really sucked. But, you know, it always sucks. But it's like, okay, well, we're going to still do our Christmas shopping and we're going to go do stuff at Disney and everything. But this year, it's just like, it's like I want to do this stuff because we always do it, right? And
right.
It's fun. And I know it's going to be fun. And it's... you know, I mean, it's Disney, right? Like, how can you not like it?
Right.
And, or there's lights around here we want to go see.
Right.
But I'm also just like, I just want to like sit in my bed and just wallow.
Wanting
to do stuff.
She likes to watch sad movies.
They're not supposed to be sad, though. But like the Santa Claus, that will make me sad. Because number one, that was like one of our favorite movies to watch every Christmas. Always watch that. Tim Allen, like... I don't like Tim Allen reminds me of my dad.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. So
when we watch like Last Man Standing, yeah. You get sad.
I mean, sometimes. Yeah.
There are shows even to this day that I still can't watch because it reminds me of my dad.
Yeah.
Like Highlander, the 4400.
Yeah.
Things like that. Star mm-hmm. Trek.
Yeah.
Andromeda. Things mm-hmm. like that. I can't watch to this day because it makes me too sad.
I guess I just like torturing myself. And, like, Elf with Will yeah. Ferrell. So, my mom's not really into Elf, which is fine. You don't have to... it's a certain type of humor, right? But my dad and I, we loved it. And we would sit and watch Elf at
yeah.
Christmas time. And that one... and see, the thing is, like, all these movies have, like, the same theme. So, you have the Santa Claus, you know, they're divorced, and it's a dad trying to connect with his son.
Right.
And then you have Elf, but he's trying to connect like,
with
his dad.
Father. Yeah.
And then you have Noelle... and Noelle's father, Santa, dies, and then her brother's supposed to take over, but, you know, it turns out she's got the gift and everything. But I'm just like, yeah, I just want to sit and be upset and see all these sad movies that revolve around dads every time, you know? And I will watch the Santa Claus, like, 10 times. You know, I almost turned on the other day, and then I was like, no.
It's a bit... after Thanksgiving.
It's not because it's too early. I just was like, just because I'm not ready to be
sad
yet. Yeah. You know. But yeah, to be fair, I do try and wait to watch Christmas stuff until Thanksgiving comes around.
Yeah. In my house, we always put our tree up on Thanksgiving Day. That was mm-hmm. like a
That's
thing
usually
we did.
What we would do. Yeah. Around Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. And then we'd start putting up lights and everything around that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I understand.
But, I mean, like, when we were first together, I mean, I remember arguing with you because I'd want to just put the tree up, and you're like, it's not time yet. And now I'm at the point where I'm just like, it just all seems like too much work to do. You know?
Well, that sucks.
I know. And I'm aware it sucks, right?
Yeah, I know.
Like, I get it. That's why I'm trying to... Just do it.
You talk to me more about this stuff than your mom does. Like, you'll tell me you're sad, but
mm-hmm.
your mom, I know when she's upset,
mm-hmm.
but she doesn't talk to me at all about this stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the kind of relationship we have. I don't really talk to her about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes she's okay with advice, but not the greatest.
Yeah, well.
You know.
Yeah.
But I understand that 10 years is hard. I mean...
it's not a milestone you really want to reach.
It doesn't get any better.
I know.
You just... I mean, you get lonelier and lonelier and lonelier.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we're family and everything like that, but...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't have any words of wisdom for you that, oh, it's gonna get better.
I know.
It just sucks all year round.
Basically.
I mean... death is hard.
Yeah. And especially, I mean, it's cheesy, but it really is harder, like with holidays and stuff.
Yeah.
you know, because you just think about the past, or maybe there was something specific you did around the holidays, like we already talked about, right? Whether it's decorating the house or, you know, whatever it may be.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. And it's just like all this stuff we do, you know, I'm always just like, well, it would have been nice if he was here.
Did I ever tell you I was going to buy my dad's house once?
Yes.
And everybody I was around with me in that time was like, no, mm-hmm. you need to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to wallow in here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it didn't feel the same. Like I would go in there and it wouldn't be the same and everything.
It would never be the same.
I still want to bring a duffel bag full of cash to that, to the mm-hmm. guy. It's owned by mm-hmm. somebody.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it still means something to me.
Right.
And I still want to bring a duffel bag full of cash and be like, hey,
mm-hmm.
here it is. I want to buy your house.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I still fantasize about the time that I can do that.
Because mm-hmm.
that's still on my bucket list to be mm-hmm. able to be like, oh, here's
$400,000.
Mm-hmm. I'd take it over this bitch.
Yes.
You know.
Now, I understand, even though it's just stuff, right?
And that's exactly what my dad yep. has said. It's just stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still hard.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just...
With me, I always want to collect everything. Like,
yes.
I want to keep it nice and safe and everything.
Oh, my God. Like, he has a box of stuff from... Like, it's paperwork and
me?
Stuff from... Yeah, it's your dad, right?
Yeah.
You call it, like, your dad box or whatever.
Yeah.
But I remember... And this has been a while now. But there was just one random day. Literally had nothing to do with anything. There wasn't any, it wasn't like it was a holiday or his dad's birthday or anything. It was just some random day where all of a sudden Robbie was like, where's the box? And he had to find the box. Like, we could not do anything else until he had eyes on the box.
Well, I know where both of my, I have a box for my mother and a mm-hmm. box for my dad. Mm-hmm. And I know where both of them are at all yeah. times.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't look at it all the time, I mm-hmm. know where it's at. So if I want to,
mm-hmm.
I can.
Right. Yeah.
Do you have any boxes for your dad or anything?
We don't have boxes. We just have, you know, things. Like, you know, like you have some of the Air Force stuff.
Yeah.
Hanging up. I mean, it's more stuff like that, you know, like little mementos, I would say.
So what kind of advice do you want to give to people?
I don't want to give anybody advice because, like you said, I don't think you can.
No, I agree.
I mean, normally we try, right?
And yeah.
give advice. But at the end of the day, it just blows. It's horrible. And I don't like feeling that way. Like, yeah, especially all the time. But
so... On Thanksgiving, we always get a turkey breast. In my family, we always got a turkey, a full turkey.
Because there's like 1,000 of you.
And it always irks me just a little bit when we're like, oh, we got a turkey breast.
Let's talk about the turkey now.
And so it bothers me slightly every time.
Okay.
And you guys do it every year to me.
Yes.
Oh, okay. We got a turkey breast.
You said to you. That's horrible. That's not what it is. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here's the thing. If you get a full...
No, I know.
We're going
to
talk
it logically,
out.
It makes sense to get a turkey breast since there's only three of us.
Because, yeah, the turkey
But you can't
is
do
huge.
The wishbone or anything like that.
Do you want me to find you a wishbone?
With your mom, she would pack it up and put it in the freezer anyway. So I don't know why we can't have turkey like, for...
Do you like turkey that
I don't
long?
Like turkey that much. But.
Nobody... That's the problem. Nobody here, except maybe the dogs, likes turkey enough to have it for an extended period.
Okay.
I'm just being realistic with you. It's wasteful.
But they do this to me every year. I'm just like,
I wish you'd stop saying
I'm
like
just
that.
Kidding.
It's so mean.
But I'm just like,
okay,
oh, what did we get? We get a turkey this
I
year? Even
sure.
if it was a small turkey, I'd be fine with it.
I looked, okay? I couldn't find like a small turkey.
Well, not even like a 1 pound turkey.
No, that's a turkey breast, you dumb fuck. That's the problem.
you see this? See how she talks to me?
I looked
you
and
dumb
I was
fuck.
Like, no, it's
verbally abusive.
No, the
kidding.
Options were, that was all I could find. I did, to be fair, because I knew it was going to be a whole thing with you. I tried because it just does. I don't want to waste, especially, you know.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
So with me, as I try to start my own traditions, that's what's been making me get through the days, like holidays, is I like for on Thanksgiving and Christmas, I like to go to like Publix or grocery store and get like meat trays and deli trays,
which everybody lets you do.
And I just started doing that. But I like to get like a fruit tray as well. And these are just stuff I just started doing because mm-hmm. I was like, oh, we don't do it all the time. We get a meat tray, a deli tray, and well, I guess a meat tray and a deli tray are the same.
Yeah.
But we just get a nice little tray with dip and everything. I'm a dipper. I like to dip things.
And listen, so I know like one of your things is you like, besides it has to be a big turkey, whatever. But I know you like the idea of, oh, you can like smell it cooking in the oven and all that. So the turkey we have has to be in the oven for hours. So you will get that thing that you're looking
this year,
for, at least.
This year.
Yes, because okay. I was just like, that's a nice compromise.
Is yeah, the I'm, oven I'm saying you're compromising.
Turkey breast, and we'll cook it in there, and it'll sit in there for hours, and you can smell it cooking, right?
I'll tell you one thing. If you had a time machine, would you go back and save your parent dad?
Yes.
I would too.
Why
if
wouldn't you do
I
that?
Would, I, if it, I would be willing to give up everything to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even if it changed my current reality to that, I would have done that 100 times over.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can agree with me on that. Like, if, you know, this is actually a true story. On our Secrets Uncovered, the Truth Behind the Lies podcast, my brother and I do, my real brother and I do a conspiracy theory podcast. Our last episode, we talked about time travel. There was a guy on there that his dad died.
Mm-hmm.
And he spent his life trying to develop a time machine to go back and save his dad.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason, I think time travel will eventually start. But it's kind of like when time travel actually starts, you can go back to that point. You can't go back any further because you need to build the roads.
Mm-hmm.
To get there.
Mm-hmm.
So I understood what that guy was saying. He literally tried to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the loss is so hard.
Yeah.
Like when my dad died, I know I've said this before on this program, but like literally you mm-hmm. could brush a hand against me and I would bruise.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought I was going to die of a broken heart.
Yeah.
I have never, that was the loneliest time I've ever experienced in my life, is when he died. I mean, the reason why I don't think I've given up is because my will to succeed.
Yeah.
I always wonder, like, if we were to give up doing this, like, if I was just like, oh, I'm not going to do shows anymore, I'm not going to do network anymore, what would I do?
Mm-hmm.
What would I have to look forward to? And I don't think I am capable of doing anything else. I am good at producing. I'm good at directing. I found out I like to do more radio stuff now
mm-hmm.
than production work. But I think that's because of my body.
Yeah.
I can get it done in less time.
It's easier.
So I have found a new appreciation for radio.
Mm-hmm.
But I always think, you know, what is my purpose? And I've seen people in LA rush around for that media business. And I was like, there has to be a better way to do this. And mm-hmm. that's why Limitless is upon us.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it all ties back in with my dad is I do want to make him proud.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want to be a part of society that he can say, oh, he went for it. He did it.
Right.
And so I understand. Mm-hmm. So I'm not trying to steal your thunder, but I'm trying.
I don't think you're stealing thunder.
I'm trying to add to it.
I get you.
But it's definitely hard. I mean, definitely around the holidays is mm-hmm. you're just like, oh, one day bleeds into the other.
Yeah.
And what changes?
Yeah. And I mean, I always take time off right around, you know, when he died.
Yeah.
Because just the idea of like work, all of that, you know, like there's always like people competing to be off, you know, Christmas week and stuff. And I'm just like, I honestly don't care about that. I don't. But I want the other week off right around because I don't know. It's just hard to do anything, I feel like, around that time.
No, I understand completely.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish there was a way to bring my family back together. Mm-hmm. I mean, I figure one day when the network grows and I'm successful enough, I can give them all jobs.
All of them?
All of them, yes.
Okay.
I mean.
Sure.
You know.
If you say so.
I mean, I'm trying to. That's one of the big reasons why I started this thing is because I wanted to support my family as well. I didn't want to just support myself. I wanted to support my brothers and all that. Mm-hmm. And I figured, you know, all of us could come back. We'd have to air out all of our differences before I could give them an agreement. But I think they would make more money working with us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal, at least.
Yeah.
So that's why you should subscribe to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com.
Oh, my gosh. Shameless plug right there.
So.
Shameless plug.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, there's a reason why I wanted to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I always tell myself Warner Brothers wasn't Warner Brothers overnight.
No. None of them were. Yeah.
Right.
And, I mean, I've always liked doing, like, creative stuff. You know,
right?
Forever, it's not new. But I do feel like when he died, part of my interest in wanting to continue on in pharmacy died with him, because I didn't have like my pharmacy buddy anymore. You know?
Yeah.
Like obviously, I know lots of people in pharmacy, and there's lots to always talk about. But it's not the same to talk to him about the changes and what he thinks about stuff and. You know, he died, and then part of me was just like, I just don't want to do it anymore.
So your dad retired because he didn't want to give shots, correct?
He did not want to do it, which I don't blame him. But no, he didn't sign on to do vaccines.
So that's why
and that was a problem for him.
So if he wouldn't have had to do vaccines, do you think he still would have been working?
Maybe, or at least part-time.
Potentially. Gotcha.
Yeah. Which, I mean, if he made it down here, he might have found some, like, independent or something that he could work at occasionally.
Yeah.
Just to keep his license current and then otherwise just fuck off and play golf.
That's exactly what he would have done.
Go to Disney, do whatever he wants to do during the day.
That's probably what he would have done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
I'm assuming.
No, I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. But.
I know others are feeling the same way. If you've lost somebody, a brother, a sister, a mother, whatever. And I guess I know our best piece of advice is just, I found the will to go is because my drive. I wanted to be successful. I want to be a wealthier part of society. That's what my drive is.
Mm-hmm.
What's your drive?
I don't know. Honestly.
Maybe that's something you should, I mean, you like doing stuff for the network.
I mean,
I feel like sometimes you like doing that more than what you're doing now.
I definitely do.
So
I like all this stuff a lot better, even though it's hard work.
Yeah.
Because it's not easy by any means. But yeah, I do prefer it. It's fun, too.
Right.
You know, it's hard work setting up for conventions. It's like dragging all that shit in and having to set it up. And then
sometimes I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I definitely feel like a carny.
Yeah, no, I mean,
but
I get where you're coming from with that.
This is how I support our network. This is how we promote it. This is how we do all this.
But I mean, it's not the same as like a carny. I mean, it's still jobs. They're getting paid for that. But, you know, they're just trying to play a game and get you to win a prize. Right. But you're actually like, I have something of value.
Right.
And so it's different. It's not the same.
Yeah. I think this is probably the realest conversation we've ever had with everybody on this podcast.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, like I said, like, conventions are hard. You know, the setup can be really difficult, and especially when sometimes we generally know how we're going to set up stuff, but sometimes you step into a new convention And it's, you have to figure it out in this on the fly. You got to say, okay, like, this is what we have. How do we figure it out? And like, it's not always smooth sailing. I mean, literally at Scream City, I was like 2 seconds away from shoving you down some stairs if I could find
some.
Because
I couldn't understand what you were trying to say.
It was.
I wasn't.
I would tell him over and over, and then he'd just be like, "So you want to do what?" And I was like, "I'm gonna fucking lose it before the day is over." So those days are hard, but I think, you know, we always come together. Yeah, we always make it work. And if he gets on my nerves during a convention, how you'll know if you see us in person is if you come to the booth to buy something and I just let him do it and I don't help him at all. He's done something to get on my nerves.
I see.
So I'm just like, you can just handle the booth yourself for 5 minutes.
I see.
I'm going to just take a mental break where I don't have to talk to you. But you know, because you'll give me one of those looks.
Don't get me wrong. She does it too. So what? It's not like when you get on my nerves as well. It's not
okay.
It's not like I get on her nerves and she doesn't get on my nerves.
No, don't worry. Robbie will just walk off from the booth and not say anything.
I always tell her.
No, he doesn't.
No. I do.
No, he doesn't. He says it as he leaves.
Do you wonder what your dad would think about the booths and everything?
I don't know. I don't know what he would think. But I
think he would actually want to come.
You think he'd want to come to an event?
Oh, I think.
Like a horror event?
Yeah, I think he's more prone to do that than your mom is. I think he would actually be like, oh, let's go.
Yeah.
I think he would actually try to sit in the booth all day with us.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think he would be more prone to doing that than your mom would.
Yeah.
I think he would actually have a good time. He would find the fun in watching people's outfits and everything.
He definitely would have something to say about some of them.
I think he would walk around to shop. I think he would have a ball, actually.
Yeah, I could maybe see that.
Because I think he's more prone to being like, oh, let's try newer things out. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a stretch for him to be like, oh, I'm going to go to the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
If he likes, let's say, the Disney Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, mm-hmm. like the Headless Horseman and everything, yes. I think he would really like this stuff, too.
Yeah. No, he did enjoy when we went to the parties, and we have lots of photos, you know, from going to, like, Mickey's Christmas party and a Halloween party.
Yeah.
But didn't get to do a lot of those. Well, he never did the Halloween party, actually, because that would have been October. So, no, the Halloween party he did not get to ever do.
No.
But the Christmas party we have
He would have liked doing that.
I'm sure he would have, especially because you can dress up. He wouldn't have done anything.
Too extreme.
No, nothing crazy. I don't think. Not like we do.
I get
you. When you had like a full green face.
Yeah.
Walking around the Magic Kingdom, that definitely would not have been him. But I think he would have thought it was a lot of fun for sure.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that.
But anything at Disney, I think he had fun with, generally speaking.
I would agree with you on that, too.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, I wonder, what do you think about the dogs? I do think, I think he would like Raven, because she's much more chill.
Yeah.
You know, and he probably would have grumbled about having to throw the ball for her 100,000 times, because she never gets tired of it, but he would have had fun. You know, secretly.
Would have enjoyed her.
Doing that. But he definitely would have thought Lucifer is a dumbass.
Yeah.
Because he is.
Well, speak of the dumbass,
he's now under the table. Sticking his face in Robbie's lap. Because he needs attention.
So.
He needs attention. He's just a 5-year-old baby. But, yeah, I mean, I do wonder about stuff like that. You know, like, what it would have been.
Yeah. No,
But you never get the answer, and that's right back to what sucks.
Yeah.
You know?
So I guess my advice to everybody is find out something that you like to do and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Your grind, your hustle, your whatever.
Yeah.
Something just to keep you going.
I mean, I guess the cons keep me going. All the creative stuff, even though I sometimes feel like I don't have time for it. I guess it does, like, really motivate me because it's creative.
Would you still want to do a con when we get more successful?
You are always like, oh, you know, we'll look back on this and what we had to do.
Oh, no, I agree with that. 100%. To
me, yes.
Well, that's our dog.
That was Lucifer hitting his head on the table with his ears. I would, to me, I would forever travel and do conventions. Now, I would do it differently. Like, if we had more money, I would definitely pay for people to, like, move it in.
Yeah.
I would still don't mind setting it up because I feel like we're very particular.
Yeah,
but... And I wouldn't want to walk in and be like, what did they do? I don't like any of this, you know? I feel like I would still want to do that part. But the shipping to an event...
The driving to the event,
driving setting to it an up, event. I mean, that. Even if we still drove to the event, if we didn't have to deal with all shit in the car, and it would just be more, like, leisurely...
Yeah.
Driving to the event and not stressing about all the crap in the car. That would be fun to me, but I would still do it because you meet so many people and you're selling things that you made, you know? Yeah. Like, there's a lot of value in that, and it's rewarding.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I think. So, we could do things more efficiently, more big budget, right?
Yeah.
And if we were successful, I wouldn't have to work all week and then try and squeeze in this stuff on the side.
No, so absolutely. So, it would
be different.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah, I feel like I would still be like, yeah, let's do all the cons. Why not? But then the good thing, too, would be if we do one and it sucks, it wouldn't be as big a deal.
Yeah.
Where now it's still kind of like, fuck. You know, we just spent that money on the booth.
Yeah.
And then we spent money maybe on a hotel.
Yeah.
And then, of course, like, we've had to spend money on all the food and the gas to get here and plus our time.
Yeah.
To prep for the convention and then to set it up. That sucks when you don't make, like, any money. Which, to be fair, knock on wood, we only had one really bad event this year.
Right.
One semi-bad event.
Right.
So, why don't you look at it?
No, I agree with that 100%.
It wasn't terrible.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else you can think of to talk about?
No, I just... It's a good reflection. It's a good checking in point to let people know what's going on, what's going on in our lives and how we're going and how we're doing.
Yeah. So, I mean, this has just been weighing on me, I feel like, for months.
Do you feel better after doing this episode?
I mean, it was nice to talk about it, but no.
We'll keep you posted on what we do and how our holiday has been.
Yeah. Like I said, the plan is to spend less on actual gifts. Cause I mean, I want to get gifts. I like giving gifts to people.
But we're going to do a lot more events this year.
Yeah. I want to just get out and about and, you know, just try and enjoy stuff.
So.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Well,
we're going to end it there.
That's it. Yeah.
But thank you for tuning into this episode.
Mm-hmm.
We have other ones coming in the new year.
Yeah, this will probably, unfortunately, be it.
This will be it for
2025.
Yes. But next year, we're going to come back with the Thunder.
We already have a guest lined up. I'm so sorry if you're watching this on video because Lucifer is just banging into the table. But we already have a guest. Robbie already has a guest lined up that he met.
Yes. Sit down.
Oh, my God. Sit down. So, for those of you just listening, I don't know how much of that you could hear, but Lucifer...
Knocked over the light.
I believe it was Lucifer. Just almost upended our...
Yes.
Our light.
So, yeah, we'll cut this out at the end. But our next episode is going to be on alcohol. Alcohol addiction.
Alcoholism, yes.
And how to get over that. We're going to interview somebody about the struggles of alcohol.
Yes.
And how she overcame.
Yeah, she actually went through it. So, we love having guests on who can share
their personal real stories experience.
Because we haven't done that. You know, that's not... We can talk about it when we've talked about addiction in the past, but it's way different when you have to live it, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm very excited to get to know her and talk to her. But, yeah, she'll be one of their first episodes, if not the first one, probably in 2026.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, have fun holiday.
Yeah.
Be safe. Mm-hmm. Happy New Year.
Yes.
Please subscribe to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com.
Don't forget about us.
And if you're looking for shirts or anything like that, please shop at our merchandise store. You can go to limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com and shop at our merchandise store. And you can gift one of our subscriptions to, if you're looking for a gift this year.
Oh, sure.
A subscription to Limitless Broadcasting. We have over 100 hours of programming. And when you do that, it really helps us out.
Yeah.
So
make sure you check it out.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys. And we will see you in the new year.
Yeah. We'll be back soon.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Painful Truth of Living with Chronic Pain with Robbie and Sammy. Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to the Limitless Podcast Network's own channel, Instagram, and all things social media. And we'll see you all real soon.
I'm Albert Parker, and I'm excited to introduce my new podcast series, Hollywood Hustle, available exclusively on the Limitless Broadcasting Network. But first, let me ask you, are you into entertainment? Movies, TV shows, theatrical releases? If you said yes, then you're going to love what we have in store. Hollywood Hustle, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by Limitless Broadcasting Network, is a unique blend of business insights, news, and entertainment. In this series, we delve into the financial underpinnings and business deals that keep Hollywood thriving. Want to understand who really runs Hollywood? Follow the money with us. We'll explore intriguing topics like the rise of the 60-second microdrama and the recent cancellation of Jimmy Kimmel Live, dissecting the business decisions behind these events. Plus, we'll tackle the current struggles of Hollywood films at the box office and what that means for the economics of the industry. If any of this piques your interest, don't miss out. Subscribe to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com for early access to episodes, all ad-free. I'm Albert Parker from 1950 Studios and Limitless Broadcasting Network, and I invite you to tune in and subscribe to Hollywood Hustle now.